ISIS is setting the stage for its next atrocity. Literacy knows no bounds, and the Jesus Film Project finds a special way to mark International Women's Day. We'll take a look at all of these stories today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Islamic State terror group has kidnapped a group of Christians in Syria. Open Doors President and CEO David Curry explains.
What you have is ISIS taking back some territory near the Turkey border, where they have kidnapped 90 to 100 Christians within that community.
But why take captives now? Some sources suggest the hostages could be used in a prisoner swap. However,
I think that these folks are going to be used as an example, or certainly held perhaps for ransom, but I'm guessing that it's going to be a very difficult situation.
So are these followers of Christ or just cultural Christians? In the region, they're seen as the same thing. Besides,
if it were a casual thing, I don't think people would be willing to die for it. I mean, they're standing by their faith, and I take them not just by their word, but by what they're doing.
Be praying. God is moving, even in this situation.
There are people, even in the midst of this difficulty, who are coming to a personal faith in Jesus, too. They're really coming to peace in the midst of a very chaotic and difficult environment.
Next, threats against North American malls from the Somalia-based terror group Al-Shabaab have garnered world attention. But who exactly are they? Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman.
Al-Shabaab means the youth or the youngsters, and they're a group that are very brutal when it comes to especially Christians.
He says it's unlikely Al-Shabaab can send fighters to North America, but the threat can be viewed as a call to action. Somalia is the world's second biggest persecutor of Christians, according to the Open Doors USA World Watch List.
It's known as a country of chaos. It has been a very difficult place, horrible place for Christians who have to be very careful and secretive.
In Somalia, when people find out their family members become a Christian,
they will, alert the Al-Shabaab, and in many cases, these Christians are then publicly executed.
Learn more about Somalia's hidden church at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Did you know that about 2% of deaf people in the world know about Jesus? But Deaf Bible, a ministry of faith comes by hearing, and Door International are announcing an agreement that will boost that percentage. They're partnering to translate and produce sign language Bible content. They need your help to share the gospel in over 350 sign languages. If you work with a hearing impaired, you have the opportunity to make an incredible difference. You'll find the details at our website. Meanwhile, many women in India are treated like second-class citizens. 47% of them can't even write their own names, and 20 million in Bihar State are illiterate. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India, Lindsay Ackerman.
Illiteracy really touches every moment of every day. It's impossible to successfully get through life without being able to read. From the moment when they get up in the day, and as they're preparing for their day, something as simple as managing time is very difficult when you can't read a clock.
Mission India's She Counts campaign will send over 2,000 students to their Bible literacy classes where they can hear about the gospel.
Many of them want to know more about Jesus, and about 40% of our graduates actually receive Christ as their Savior. And I just think it's a wonderful chance for us to honor the women in our lives by reaching out and making this opportunity available for another woman in India. Because when we do that, we're truly having a ripple effect into their entire lives.
This campaign coincides with International Women's Day, which is really not a coincidence. Find out how you can help them at missionnews.org. And on March 8th, women throughout the world will come together to celebrate International Women's Day. The Women for Jesus Ministry is putting a little spin on the celebration, though. They're inviting women to purchase Better Life bags stuffed with products from the Jesus Film Project and then donating them to illiterate women and children. You'd not only be giving someone a custom bag, but you'd be giving the gift of Christ, too. Want details? You'll find them at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan that'll inspire you and your family. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.